This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Democrats opened their national convention Monday night. It's a four-day virtual affair. Amid a coronavirus pandemic, they hope will be pushing former Vice President Joe Biden to victory over U.S. President Donald Trump in the November election. During his own campaign stop in Minnesota on Monday, U.S. President Trump ridiculed the pre-taped Democratic speeches, saying there's nothing very exciting about it. On Thursday, Biden is expected to accept the nomination of his home state of Delaware with only aides and political advisors present. Next week, Republicans plan to hold a similar event with limited convention activity in Charlotte, North Carolina. Mr. Trump plans to make his acceptance speech from the White House. Maryland Attorney General Brian Frosch on Monday said more than a dozen U.S. states' attorneys are expected to file lawsuits this week against the Trump administration's cuts at the U.S. Postal Service that could delay mail-in ballots in November's presidential election. He said between 15 and 20 attorneys generals are reviewing legal arguments for one or more lawsuits. President Trump had told reporters Monday that he is not trying to undermine the Postal Service's ability to handle mail-in ballots. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration is warning about potential issues with a widely used test for coronavirus that can lead to false results. The regulators flagged the issues to doctors and lab technicians working with a popular test from Thermo Fisher. The warning comes nearly a month after health officials in Connecticut warned that the test had delivered false positive results to at least 90 people tested for the virus. This is VOA News. Nearly 773,000 people have died from COVID-19 globally, with more than 170,000 of the deaths in the United States and more than 108,000 in Brazil. Mexico comes in third with about half of Brazil's figures. The number of infections is more than 21.8 million globally, with about a quarter of the infections in the U.S. and more than a quarter with Brazil and India combined. The Trump administration says it will further tighten restrictions on Chinese-owned Huawei Technologies Company. The U.S. Commerce Department will expand restrictions announced in May aimed at preventing the Chinese telecommunications giant from obtaining semiconductors without a special license, including chips made by foreign firms that have been developed or produced with U.S. software or technology. The administration will also add 38 Huawei affiliates in 21 countries to the U.S. government's economic blacklist. Now, the sources said raising the total to 152 affiliates since Huawei was first added in May of 2019. Huawei did not immediately comment. With the U.S.-China relations at the worst in decades, Washington is pushing governments around the world to squeeze Huawei out, arguing it would hand over data to the Chinese government for spying. Huawei denies being spies for China. A former CIA officer has been arrested with spying for China, according to the U.S. Justice Department. The department said in a statement that Alexander Yuching Ma was arrested Friday and charged with conspiring with a relative, another former CIA officer, to communicate classified information to Chinese intelligence officials. The criminal complaint was unsealed Monday. Ma is suspected of sharing information with Chinese spies over the course of a decade, starting in 2001. He and his relative are alleged to have shared classified defense information with the Chinese while he served as a contract worker for the FBI while based in the U.S. state of Hawaii. An unverified video shows piles of cash being handed to Mexican congressional staffers. It went viral Monday, fueling corruption scandal that's already convulsing the country, even as the clip's source and context remain unclear. President Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador, who has made combating graft his top issue earlier in the day, said the public should see all evidence linked to bribes allegedly paid to lawmakers that led to the passage of reforms he opposed. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News. We'll be right back.